I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Come and have a go with only 1 pound fish. Come and have a try with only 1 pound fish. 1 pound fish. 1 pound fish. Very, very tasty. 1 pound fish. Very, very mucky. 1 pound fish. I got it out of a bucket. 1 pound fish. I want it at the fish. 1 pound fish. All of that cost nothing because I shot a dart on the board and got a 1 pound fish. Go fish. I stuck it in the bowl and it grew too big. So I bunged it down the bog and it went in the sewer and I fished it out again. And I sold it on for 1 pound fish. 1 pound fish.
He was wonderful, wasn't he?
Oh, you know who looks after him?
You, your agent?
Yeah, Kawimbe.
Dr. Kawimbe is taking on 1 pound for... He's got wonderful talent.
He's got a magnificent client.
A stable.
Now. Oh, honestly, he must be making millions.
He's got
millions.
1 pound fish.
He's got 1 pound fish.
Mikey Carroll. DJ Talent.
Yeah, he's got...
Mo off a driving school.
And me.
You.
And Amy Charles.
Amy Charles.
He's still looking after her.
Yeah.
I think he does a lot of surgery as well.
Is that his other sidelines?
Yeah, he does. He's looking after people, like, agent-wise.
Yes.
And plastic surgery.
Oh, that's
it. Two things he does. Things he's good at. I mean, he does lots of things, but those are the two things that he's really most accomplished.
He's well-known for that. International celebrity. Some minor surgeon. He cleans out the bins, doesn't he, as well?
And he's just a good bum lift.
Beg your pardon?
Just a good bum lift. Yeah, if you need your bum lift,
I do.
I know you just seen
it. Oh, my God, I do need my bum lifted. Yeah.
When you get off a sofa, it's like when you stand up, it's like one of them accordions.
It is. Concertina's out.
Yeah, it's still stuck there, isn't it?
I'm such a big fat lump with a big bottom. Sit on a memory foam,
the memory foam goes. I'm sorry, mate. We can't remember this.
No, it goes.
I don't remember anything this size ever being on
it. It's so horrible to remember it after being taken back by hypnotherapy.
Oh,
the phone goes.
Regress me, and then I have to have my memory wiped because it's such a disgusting thing to remember.
It's very, very expensive. The memory phones.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, it's made by NASA, you know.
The memory phone.
It's developed by NASA.
Well, you would think they'd spend more time on sending aircraft up to the moon, rather than accommodating
rockets.
My big bottom on a bed.
Well, that's why they stopped doing it, because I wrote to them and said that in the end. I said, listen, you people should be building rockets. And talking to China.
Yeah.
Why you've got yourself into the Barry's Bottom and into the mattress business, I don't know.
Well, this is the thing, because there's the State of the Nation speech.
I love all that.
Well, you know, we're gonna compete with the Russians over space travel, and if they get something to accommodate Barry's
bottom.
Big hairy bottom, then we're gonna do one better.
We're gonna accommodate
Barry's ass.
Margaret's bottom,
which is
a totally different kettle of fish. 1 pound fish. You see, because she's got an ass the size of Houston, whereas Barry's ass is more like New York City, which has a lot smaller ass, and so we're going to have to invest billions in defining a memory phone that can even begin to remember the size of Margaret's ass.
What we want to do is to compete with Nasser. We are going to provide comfortable cushion for Barry's anus. And if you want to fight us for Magri's bum-bums too, you will have to meet us in the combat zone of the Third World War.
You know, like, the Russians.
I know the Russians.
Well, they have memory phone. You know, like, yeah. Nasser will just spend billions up making it, right, out of stuff you've never heard
of.
Get out of the ground and that. But the Russians would just use jelly. Yeah, no, they ain't got no money.
Has anyone consulted me? I might not want to sleep on jelly.
You'd have thought that you would have received a letter from the government by now, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Dear Barry...
Is this from the White House?
Yeah, White House stroke NASA.
Oh.
We have been dealing...
Houston calling.
Dear Barry, Houston calling. Yeah. We are doing our very best to provide a mattress foam for your anus.
Yeah.
However, the Russians are involved in a space race to accommodate your bum. P.S. We cannot deal with Margaret as well.
It's just too much money.
It's just too much. And if she wants to go off with the Russians, then sod her.
Oh.
We will be sending a probe up Uranus.
Okay.
Wait.
So you're not currently in a battle, you and Margaret, between the Russian space race and the American space race?
We are, and it's
that
all
must
very
cause
unfortunate.
Christmas?
It does, because we went to Benson's for beds in Watford, and they said, what can you do? And they phoned up, they had to phone up the bloody Sputniks.
Get all that shit out.
Anyway, hello, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, benefits, trams, students, lazy people, in fact, you're all a little bit lazy. Because we...
Remember that wonderful sponsorship deal we had with audible.co.uk/Gurgle.
We have had to pull it.
And all you had to do...
All you had to do was
go there, download a free book. That's all you had to do. Download a free book. Were you taking you more than 5 minutes? Could you be bothered to do that, even to get a free bloody book?
We come up here once a week.
Oh, we do.
We absolutely flay ourselves alive to dig out some tiny comedy nuggets, and you can't be asked to go on Audible.co.uk to download a free book. Now, all the wonderful things we've given you, we've earned nothing from it. We've done Rihanna.
Rihanna shits herself on a big wheel.
We had all that amusing stuff. Yeah. Nick Knowles and slips on some dog shit at the Watford show.
Yeah, we had me sticking brains up of a nuclear bomb up my
bottom. Phil Collins had spunk in his eye. Remember that?
Yeah, remember that.
Quality, good stuff. Drawing room comedy
stuff.
We've earned nothing from this.
Not a penny.
Ken Hom and his what?
And his pens.
Ted Rogers and his ball bag slipping out the crotchless panties last week.
The 12 chefs of Christmas.
DJ Talent. Oh. My son's partner, Hillary, and her...
Penis.
Yeah. We've had some top quality comedy. And could you be asked? We've severed all ties.
So if you want a free book and you wanted to you'll have to go somewhere else.
Rails,
on the
steal it.
We're not providing you with that service no more.
You can get stuffed,
mate.
And but if someone does want to... Sponsor us.
Oh, well, oh, I mean, we will literally advertise anything.
Oh, God.
So if there are any other companies that want to give away free books,
big companies. Smith Kline Glaxo. We'll say anything about
that. That's all medicine, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's the idea. Smith Kline Glaxo, if you want to get in touch, we are more than happy to advertise all your chemicals that you overcharge people.
Oh, British Petroleum. You might have killed Evan the sea. We don't give a stuff. Oh, give us some money. You might have killed the whales and suffocated dolphins and poisoned the barrier reef. But we don't give a shit. Give us some money.
You're a multinational with billions and billions of pounds. If you can give us some of that, we'll overlook the oil you spilt on the ground.
Who gives a shit about ecology? As long as you give us some money, we're going to sit here slightly pissed and trying to be funny.
You can drill in the Antarctic. We couldn't give a shit. Because polar bears are dangerous and they ripped off my teeth.
Oh, see, this is the quality.
Sort of stuff that we've been giving you, and you can't bring up your side of the bargain. You cockamamie sons of bitches.
I mean, the quality we've been offering. Ladies, you're too kind.
I mean, all the lovely jokes.
I'll tell you what, I had a fun... This is a quality joke.
Oh, is it?
I heard this week. You'll love this.
Is it, though?
Now, yeah, it is.
Is it?
You'll like this. This is a funny one. I'm not saying your mum's fat.
No.
But when she fell down the stairs, I thought EastEnders had just finished.
All right.
Oh, nearly. Meant to be that one.
It's
not quite as funny if you.
No, you need to hear that noise, really.
So anyway,
yes,
that was a funny thing about the Pope this week, wasn't it? He said if anyone criticised his mum, he'd punch him.
No, it wasn't that.
Wasn't it punch him?
If anyone criticised Muslims.
No, it wasn't that. It was his mum.
Oh, is it his mum?
Whether his mum is a mum.
Don't go down there. They get very angry sometimes, don't they?
Down that way.
No, but he's handy, that Pope, you know.
Oh, you've seen him, haven't you, down the Wetherspoon?
Yeah, because he was up at the Punch Bowl in Neasden, right? The other day on Friday night,
and anyway,
he's like leaning over the bar having a Guinness, you know, and he's got that hat on he wears.
Yeah, you know, I know the big pointy white one he has on.
Right, and I look over him, and he looks back at me.
Oh Christ!
And I just screwing you out, giving me daggers, and I like look down at the floor because I think, oh, he means business this one, but it's too late. It's too late. He comes marching over with that pole, that shepherd's crook. He starts waving it about, and he says, "What? Come on in.
Come on in.
You want some of me? You want your piece of me, mate?"
Yes.
And I said, "Listen, look, I don't know." He says, "No, you're looking at my hat. I saw you looking at it." I said, "I wasn't looking at your hat. I was having a look at Gabriel behind the bar because she looks nice." Yeah. He went, "You were looking at my hat. Pointy hat, mate. Is there something funny about it?"
Yeah.
Anyway, offers me outside. And I say, "Yeah, I'll see you outside. Come on in, Pope."
Yeah.
And out we go, right? And lucky I'll get out for him. And just before he gets out there, I'll leg it to the tube. Oh, otherwise, God, he would have taken my head off.
But he was amazing when he took on Abu Hamza at that Christmas rumble down.
Yeah, I know. And he smacked that barbed wire over his head.
That's it. And he got his hook on the wires. Yeah. And he spun him round. And he went round. Around like Catherine wheel.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wasn't it?
No, it's good fun. And for £5, where are you going to see that?
Well, you're not.
Do you know what I mean?
You're not going to see that sort of entertainment.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Really good stuff.
What is interesting is...
Why is it?
When I go into town, I say that the chick rabbi pushed me over.
Yeah.
He didn't really.
Oh.
I was...
Oh, right. What did you do?
I think it's always worth when you go into town.
Okay. too.
Getting a bit of attention.
Oh, I love that.
What do you do when you go? Oh, well,
I just, I'm a massive attention seeker.
I know you are.
As you know, yes. I like showing off and stuff, but I spend a good deal of my time on my own.
Yes, I think we know that. Yeah.
So it's nice, like, when I can make a connection with people, I would do it. So if I'm, like, in McDonald's, in the queue, rush hour, something like that, I might just sort of say, hold on, please, everyone stop there, please. I've dropped my contact lens.
Yes.
Please, can we all... And then I just spend a nice 5 minutes on the floor, like with a load of other people looking for a contact lens. What doesn't exist.
No, you wear glasses.
I wear glasses, exactly, but they don't know that. And it just makes me feel connected.
I've done that before. You says, my wallet!
Oh, my wallet!
Yeah. And the people come round, and you might get a cup of tea out of it and a biscuit.
They sit you down because you're old and all that.
They pat you on the shoulder. Yeah.
And where was your wallet?
Oh, safely in my pocket.
Oh, good,
I may not have even brought it out on me that day.
No.
Oh, shit.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I'm having a heart attack
in this lift. Get me out. Get me out of here. Carry me out. Put me on the floor. Prop my head up. Bring me in that newspaper. Let me have a look at that. Or can I have a Lucozade?
I've done that.
Bring us a Lucozade.
I've done that.
Oh, I think I'm going to need a couple of donuts as well.
I've done that.
You know. Beautiful woman, can I just touch you?
Touch you.
That's better.
I've got a touch of diabetes.
You're having a hypoglycemic fit.
Yes, and the doctor says I have to sign from the Gourmet Burger Company.
Immediately.
I can't afford to pay for it.
Oh,
God, I'm collapsing on the floor and I've accidentally touched someone's bosoms on the way down,
you know. But it doesn't matter because I didn't know I was doing because I was in a
hypoglycemic
fit.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
doctor says I'll have to have it large.
Is it large? Absolutely, because I'm very, very ill.
Doctor said I have to have an extra large coke.
Oh, that's nice. And it's amazing how many people go along with that, you know.
Well, yeah.
Duped.
I don't look at it as
duped. No, I don't look at it as duped. I look at it as making a social connection, isn't it?
I've given something to this country. I didn't work for 35 years, admittedly. But if I had, I would... I'd be owed something, you know.
And the fact that you haven't got it means that you can pull them stunts.
Of course.
You know? Get something back off these people.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you do last night?
Well, what I did last night, what you said you done.
Yeah.
I stayed in. Mm. But if you were to read my Facebook status,
you would believe that I was hobnobbing with an action famous.
Oh, really? Let's break that down.
Yeah.
What did you do last night?
Oh, what I did last night? I went to
Faces nightclub.
Oh, nice one.
The only club, ironically, never has any faces in it.
No.
I was down there.
Was you in a rope shop section?
I did a rope shop section. I was with all the top celebs, a DJ talent, £1 fish,
oh,
Leslie Joseph,
Dr.
Kouembe's bunch. And we had some Asti Spumanti. I got my picture in the papers. I accidentally opened my leg, showed my gooch when I got in a cab on the way back up here in the tabloid. Paparazzi. And you can tell him about paparazzi later.
The dwarf cameraman.
Yeah, that's his job. What a job that is.
What a good job that was.
Just remind the listeners what he does. Paparazzi.
Well, paparazzi was
what does he do?
Well, he's a dwarf employed by the Daily Sport, I think it was.
The Daily Sport.
And his job was to stand by car doors and when ladies got out of the car, just take a picture of a photograph of up there knickers.
Lovely.
That was his job.
Beautiful.
There we go. That was Paparazzi.
Paparazzi. So Paparazzi.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
And then I had a bit of champagne and I fell into bed around about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I stayed in and watched Crime Watch.
Oh, nice.
And then I had some packet of minstrels left over and then I brushed my teeth and went to bed.
Oh, that's...
But they don't know that.
You tell Facebook.
What did you tell the watchers of Facebook yesterday?
Yesterday I was on the Alps. I was skiing. With Fergie and that lot. Fergie from the Palace and Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
And Fergie from Man United.
He was there.
Yeah.
And Russ Abbott was there.
All the top
Will I Am.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Oh, Rusty Lee.
Leslie
Judd.
Judd Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela.
He wasn't there anymore. R.I.P. Anyway, I was on the slopes, skiing, doing all my moves.
That's it.
And then afterwards we had a bit of après ski, and then one thing led to another. Jumped in the hot tub with Kate Moss and Linda Lusardi.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, and then I got to bed about 5 o'clock in the morning. Went to bed in my water bed, obviously.
Yeah.
We had a wobble around on that.
That's
until someone stuck a knitting needle through it, and then we all ended up the other side of the room.
Yeah.
It was loads of fun.
What did you actually do?
I was down the bookies till about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I took a slow walk home.
Yeah.
Put the kettle on. And then I had a bath.
Yeah.
Went back out to Londish for about half an hour to see if they had any stuff they was chucking out.
Yeah.
I got a couple of them bits. Went back, watched Crime Watch.
Isn't it good? Yeah.
Just to see if I was on it. I wasn't. I could breathe a sigh of relief. And then I had an early night. I do like Facebook for making shit up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, making your life much better than Barry really.
Is engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're not. No. Angelos, loving life. Couldn't be happier with my life.
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit, my life.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful.
I'll tell you what I did do this week,
which was lovely. My Margaret.
Yeah.
It was her birthday.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
89 years old, but she got the body of an 85-year-old. She really is. So we had a lovely birthday.
Peter, what'd you do?
Well, she wanted some of her friends over for a surprise. Well, the surprise being half of them are dead. I told her, just to tell her, because she didn't know. So her eyesight ain't that good. I've had recently some IKEA furniture. I've got some old cardboard from the boxes outside. Basically, while she was out of London, so I cut out various figures, put the lights down low and stood them around, done the voices.
Her glucose, she didn't know. No.
And I got a cake and I got some candles.
I got some throwaway plates, some matches
to light so she could blow the candles out, and I got a bucket in case she shit herself when she did that. Then I pretended her friends were there, and then I thought I'd get a special guest, a lookalike.
Looky-likeish.
And she's a big fan of David Wilkie, the 1970s swimmer.
You can't get
a lookalike for that.
Can't get that.
So I got next best thing was a Duncan Goodhue.
Oh, there's some.
But I couldn't get him. I just got a bald fella off the building site.
Good idea.
She didn't know there was cardboard. Yeah, there were, due to her glaucoma, there were some cardboard friends there.
Yeah.
A cake, a bucket of shit, and
Someone.
Yes, but.
Did he come in his trunks? Did he?
No, he didn't bring his trunks. I said, you're going to have to. So he just stood there in his underpants.
In the front garden.
Sake, in the front garden.
I bet
stood
he puts
in the pond.
Weight on and all, isn't
he? Yeah, well, he's quite a big
well,
fat.
He's not a swimmer, is he?
He's just a big fat Irish fella from the building site. Nothing like
head.
Duncan with a bald head.
And he's so standing said, in the front garden in his pants on.
So she's going, is it? Barry, is it really? I said,
of course
it is. Of course
it is. Don't touch him.
And he can't touch him.
Don't touch him.
I go, all right, there, Thor, the Duncan, good, you're here, the Baldy man, the Baldy, the Baldy.
Would you like to see me, would you like to see me wits badge?
Yeah.
I got me wits badge with me, I got me length, me three length badge
that's
with me,
yeah.
And I got one of me gold medals, no?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And show you how I do it. And she says, oh, would you show me the butterfly? And then so he gets in the pond. He gets in the butterfly. It's all in the butterfly, no. It's all in the butterfly. It's all in the butterfly. Here, here we go. And so he pretended.
He
flops in the pond in his underpants.
Oh.
And then I gave him extra fiver. You know, he bought a bottle of champagne, cheap champagne, done a poem. Oh, then the Margaret, a happy birthday to you. Oh. I'm the Baldy swimmer. Ho, 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 ho. That'll be £5, please.
Well,
you
that's
know.
Worth anyway's money, isn't it?
Yeah, she loved it,
I
really.
She I mean, as long as she's happy with that.
Well, it's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, she's got no facial expressions anymore,
no.
Is she?
No, she hasn't.
I don't know what she's getting.
Eh?
She don't know what, you don't know what,
I
how
don't
she
know
feels.
What, how she feels. No. I mean, she's...
Tragedy.
It's a tragedy, really.
And a blessing.
In a way.
At the same time.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got her upstairs and I said, did you have a nice birthday? And she went, which I took to mean.
Yes, a
lovely, yes, a
lovely,
lovely birth.
Time. She must be missing some of her friends now.
Well, I managed to prop some of them up
yeah.
against the wall.
But does she ever try and contact any of them live either?
No.
Well, she should think about that, innit?
Well, there are various of them that we could try and contact them.
Yeah, because the thing is about these people what have all these big dreams and all
yeah.
that stuff,
yeah.
you know, they go and see psychoanalysis and all this stuff, and you just think, no, that wasn't a vivid dream. You saw a ghost. You saw a ghost, because ghosts exist.
Of course they do.
Yes, yes.
Should we try and...
Because I'm always seeing them, you know.
I know.
I mean, I never see them in hospitals or in funeral parlours, but they usually hang about in, like, old houses and
ships.
Haunted ships. And pubs.
Yeah.
Very old pubs, where highwaymen used to
That's it. And you do see them. You've got a gift like
Oh, yeah, I've got a book on it, so I can think we can probably try something.
Hold hands and try and just see if you. There's a ectoplasm coming out of your nose.
Okay.
Oh my God, have you got someone?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that? What do you want from me? What is it?
Or
can
is
you
it?
What do you want me to do now that you've got me here? What do you want?
Who is it?
Yeah. What do you want? Ask me anything.
I
know all the answers because I'm from the dead.
Oh,
it?
It's not you. You're someone talking through you.
Yeah, I'm talking through him now.
Hello.
He's now asleep.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's your name?
I think it's Roger.
Roger.
Yeah. I come from up the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been knocking about in the afterworld for about 20 or 30 years.
You sound...
I was killed by the craze, you know.
Oh my God. What was they like? The
craze. They was horrible bastards.
Yeah.
One of them dropped a brick on my head. It's
oh,
an accident.
Christ.
So it all went under the radar.
How do you
but I'd like to get it sorted out for the record.
you sound ever so much like Angela.
Yeah, well, I'm using his voice and his body.
Using his
you
fire.
Know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you got a message for the world?
No, yes, I have
yeah,
got a message for the world. Mm. Yes, I've got it. The internet is a load of old shit.
Oh, my God, that's really?
That's it. Yeah.
What's the future?
Well, it's going to be more of the same, really. I mean, next year you're looking at a slight fiscal recovery. And then there'll be boom and bust for the next 20 or 30 years until the system collapses halfway through the next century.
And are they going to, with Strictly, is that going to go to another series?
Oh, that should go for another 20 years. That'll keep on running, unfortunately. So you'll have to put up with the likes of Dom Littlewood doing
that
the cha cha cha.
Tell me. Is that Man United manager going to stay? Or
He's in it for the long haul.
And Redknapp, is he staying at QPR? Or?
No.
I think
Redknapp's on his way out. Because he can't, nothing to do with him. He's a good manager, but he can't get the funding he wants.
And he wants he's playing.
He's
playing.
He's
going to
play another year of this, and then he's off to the Middle East. I'd have thought. Anyway, I've got to go.
No, Angelos. Oh, God, he's fading.
Angelos. Oh, my God, what happened? Did you find out anything important?
Roger.
Oh, yeah.
And he reckons Redknapp probably go off to the Middle East.
Yeah, probably will, won't he, though? And that's not far from the truth,
true,
I wouldn't have thought.
Probably,
yeah.
I would have thought that. Yeah. Really.
And what else did he say?
That fiscal would be some sort of fiscal recovery.
Yeah, the full show.
Might not last. The Strictly probably go. We'll go to another series.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd imagine that.
Well, look, there you go then. There's the proof that ghosts do exist.
Good
because you said so much truth
here. In that.
It's so obvious that these people do actually live beyond the body, you know. Their soul takes flight, etc.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it lovely?
I didn't ask him whether my wife will live to see another...
Yeah, she'd be. Yeah, I would have thought she'd be around for another couple of years.
Could you just ask him, Roger?
Yes, is Margaret going to be seeing next Christmas? Yeah, she'll be around for another two or three years. So you're all right, Barry. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Roger.
No, you're all right.
Cheers,
mate.
Thanks,
Roger.
Bye now.
Yeah.
Bye.
So that answers your question, my angel.
Oh, sorry. Roger.
Yes.
So, just want to ask, we're thinking of going away.
Oh, what, up Tenerife?
Tenerife Way, probably.
Well, you can go there for this summer or the next summer, but the summer after that is going to be a terrible volcano eruption. So don't go there.
You think the weather will be all right?
Weather should be all right between June and July. Go off-board, and then you can always get a nice lunch out somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We like to have a romantic time.
Nice place to go.
Thanks, Rog.
All right, bye. What did he show?
He said, go Tenerife.
No, he's right, I think. She's guaranteed son, isn't it?
Yeah, guaranteed son.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, he can come again. I like to.
Maybe someone else will come. Who knows?
Yeah.
Call up another ghost next week.
Yeah, see how we go.
You must know a few.
Oh, blimey.
Christ. Christ almighty.
Yeah, I'll get a few of them.
Get a few of your mates.
They could tell you a thing or two about my past.
I like it.
Sexual adventures.
Lovely. Well, we'll have that next week.
Yeah.
What else you got next week? Barry's sexual adventures.
Yeah, we'll have that. I'm going to...
car park stories.
I've bought an absolute fortune in Viagra. Left a big hole in my pocket. I snipped it myself. But the...
Good. The point is...
some more of that filthy nonsense.
Filthy.
Break. So if anyone wants to sponsor this...
We've got a competition next week.
Piece of shit. A competition.
A competition.
Yes. Well...
Yeah, To win these bits of paper...
Mm-hmm. Before I get to the competition, I think I should mention, because before I come out, I said a number of people, please tell us, what can we help with any problem tonight? We had Lee Willis got a dry gooch. We had
just get a bit of olive oil on there, mate. Or sure figure.
Another fella, Amy 101, had a gooch problem.
Sure figure.
Sure figure. That another one to do with a gooch.
Sure figure.
Toby Lerone, I smell a piss and walnuts. Thought you'd have a handle on that.
You sure figure for that.
Sure figure. Who else do we have? Someone asking, is there a way I can donate towards your podcast? Some podcasts have a text number.
Oh.
That's what we need to
do. We bloody will rig that up, mate.
Yeah, we'll do that for next time.
Worry
for,
about
for definite.
Rig it
and,
up.
And this was another one here. Apparently, this is from Kevin Hardy.
Was he one?
Apparently, the BBC are remaking Lovejoy. I can't think what the cast would be. Any help? Much appreciated.
Well, it was, as Lovejoy himself, I would have Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy as Lovejoy.
Yes,
playing
yes.
Dudley Sutton's part.
What, Tinker?
Yeah, Tinker.
Yeah, Tinker.
Probably I'll go have, for like, Clooney.
Probably Clooney or someone from Status Quo.
Someone from Status Quo.
Yeah.
What's his name? Rick Parfitt.
Rick Parfitt.
Rick Parfitt, is that I would have thought?
Rick Parfitt and Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Murphy
oh,
and all
dream
that sort
car,
of
gosh,
wouldn't that be lovely?
Bloody hell.
Chris Atkins at Terry the Baker. I've taken my mum's tablets. Now I've grown breasts.
Yes.
Grown breasts. Trouble is, I like them. Should I keep them?
Well, you probably should keep them. I'd have a word with all your friends and family first, see what they think.
Yeah.
And then if the consensus is that they look good,
yeah,
then probably keep them. Or if they don't look good, have them lopped off.
Yeah, I would. I mean, my Margaret had a breast augmentation. I'm seeing how it goes. Might get the other one done if it's...
Lee.
Yes, there it goes. More gooch, mucky gooch, itchy gooch.
Your figure.
A lot of all that gooch. It's so 2014, the gooch.
Oh, isn't
we've
it?
We've moved on. But anyway, so until next time, when the competition is to win a Lamborghini, we'll be joining
just
next week.
£25 to enter that
£25
to win Angelos's Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Then you know where to enter. www.gooch.com/gooch.
We will literally do anything for some money. .co.uk.
Good luck.
Good luck until next time.
Anyone's coming on next week?
Oh, God, yes. Of course, we've got all the stars.
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson's coming in.
Yes.
We've got Christopher Wren, who built the St. Paul's Cathedral.
Oh, yes, we've got Christopher Cross.
Oh, Sailing Away, the theme from Arthur.
Yeah.
We've got Arthur English off of Are You Being Served?
We've got, what's his name?
Oh, Arthur Rank.
J. Arthur Rank.
J. Arthur Rank will be here.
And we've got the bloke that sang If You Get Caught Between the Moon and New York City.
Oh, Elvin Stardust,
He's
not here.
Not here anymore.
No. And we've got...
My cuckoo
will be here.
Yeah.
My cuckoo got us in this mess in the first place.
Jimmy Osmond.
And say what you like about Elvin Stardust.
Yeah.
But he did love his cuckoo, didn't he?
He did.
But until then...
Presence.
We're just going to say one last thing, and it's a note to anyone out there. Keep happy. I know it's a miserable time of year.
Stay happy
because it'll soon be spring.
And the sun will be coming up and the daffodils will be coming up.
So don't throw yourself in front of a train.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
It'll be Valentine's soon.
If you're
going to
do anything, use your gun because it's
much quicker.
And
okay. Until next time.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.